Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is Thursday, the 11th day of August, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And we're also going to have wide open phones once I've gotten into some of the basic news. Now, the stock market has dropped, I don't know, 1,000 points or so in the last week and a half. But today it's up 282 points currently. CNBC asked the question, markets are being irrational, so stay away from stocks. That's what their experts are saying. Is it really 2008 all over again, and why it could get much, much worse? We're going to be looking at the ongoing riots in the UK with the British government, the UK government now calling to restrict free speech all over that country, and also start tracking and shutting down social media. Now, if Facebook, Twitter, and others, mainly Twitter, would have just shut down accounts that were calling for violence and coordinating criminal activity, it wouldn't be needed to go after everyone's speech. But this is how the system works. The police stand down, let 4+ days of riots take place, and then now Parliament is meeting right now, calling for all sorts of draconian restrictions, as we predicted they would do. In financial news, we're going to be going over all of it today. A national debt of $14 trillion, try $211 trillion. That's the headline by NPR. Continuing, government considers turning foreclosed houses into rentals. Continuing, government is also trying to offer U.S. bonds, but a record low sale price for 10-year notes. Again, Treasury sells 10-year notes at record low rate. We're going to be going over that report today. Also, yuan climbs to 17-year high against the dollar. We'll be breaking down exactly what that means. Another report here, the sun never sets on the British welfare system and a system of total dependency. There's a statement by the Exchequer of the Treasury over in England about the global financial meltdown that is being witnessed. Also, I got some inside Navy SEAL information, not from my Fort Hood or Fort Bragg sources, not from Colonel Six, but directly from the father of a Navy SEAL. And I've really forgotten that I've known this individual for years. I'll just leave it at that. And we've got some inside information on that front. In fact, I'll just put it out right now and I'll get more into it later. 17 Navy SEALs died, not 22, and that's expected to come out very, very soon. And yes, his son is not in SEAL Team 6, but has a best friend in SEAL Team 6. I'm not going to say too much, or they'll be able to figure out who it is. And they were very suspicious that they were ordered. His son's friend survived. He wasn't part of the crash. And wouldn't talk about whether he was on the bin Laden raid or not. They were very specific about the information that they gave me, so I want to be careful about it. But to make a long story short, and by the way, this is all the information I have. I don't have anything extra, so there's no need for the government to come kill me. I just want to make that clear. Any info we get, we release all of it except for the names. That they do believe there was a bomb on board the helicopter, and that they thought it was political that they were put on that National Guard helicopter, something that they're not normally done, or that that many SEALs were put on board the helicopter. And the scuttlebutt is that they think somehow Al-Qaeda or the Taliban got a bomb on the helicopter. And of course, that shows the naivete. They can't believe that the government would do it, but they do think that politics is involved somehow. And so that is the information on that front. I'll talk about that a little bit more. When we come back, we'll get into the latest in the riots going on in England We will also...
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and J.C. Penney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the 11th day of August, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We do have some special guests coming up that I'll tell you a little bit more about later. But the headline up at DrudgeReport.com, the headline up at InfoWars.com, most dangerous time for global economy. That's the head of the Exchequer or the Treasury Secretary of England saying that this is basically much more dangerous than the, quote, contrived, controlled demolition and looting of the economy, known as the global banker bailout of 2008. And, of course, as we predicted, as soon as they had the super Congress in place, just like they had similar systems in Ireland, Greece, and other areas, as soon as they used the earlier crises to get dictatorial control in place, then they can start the real implosions of the economy. Also, President Obama is in deep water. Representative Peter King says the Pentagon, CIA must investigate. They're going to have Beelzebub investigate Satan. Obama and the death of Osama bin Laden and the movie that he's producing secretly with the producers of Hurt Locker, which, by the way, is a very powerful movie. Had a lot of hype, watched the movie on DVD months ago, a year after it came out, and it certainly lived up to the hype. But this is the type of propaganda we're dealing with. And before I get into all the financial news and give the toll-free number out and get into the latest big developments in England, Amazon disarms Brits by banning self-defense items. You know, a few days ago it was pointed out that it was a 6,500%. That's when we happened to get a screenshot of it. It was actually 7,000+% one time. Uptick in sales of baseball bats. They were the number one sales item on Amazon UK. And they've now said, you know what? You're not allowed to have a baseball bat. Aluminum, wooden, the little batons, wiffle ball bats. You can't have it. You can't protect yourself. Absolutely ridiculous. And just an expanded example of how governments disarm the population, crime explodes, and the public has the book thrown at them when they try to defend themselves. So that's coming up as well. Also, a very interesting article. More and more governments are going to begin to unveil the super weapons. I've interviewed Dr. Bob Bowman, the former head of the Star Wars weapons program, a colonel in the Air Force when he got out and went to head up the SDI program. And he could only talk about on air and privately with me things that had accidentally been declassified that weren't supposed to be. And he talked about how the former head of SDI, after he left, in a debate about SDI really being an offensive weapon in the mid-1990s on C-SPAN, that he went ahead and leaked the fact, that is the pro-SDI individual, that they had had unmanned drones circling the Earth since the 70s. And so Dr. Bob Bowman, in fact, it's time to get Bob Bowman back on tomorrow or next week. The problem is he really won't talk much about it, but it's so interesting, and it also shows all of these advanced technologies that are secret and kept from the public. But the reason I raise all of this is that in the 1970s, SDI was already in full swing. The public wasn't even told about it until 1981, and then it was announced that it was supposedly a new initiative. Kind of like they've now admitted, oh, yeah, 20 years ago we were cloning human embryos, but killing them before they grew too large. And, yeah, now we're mixing them with animals. And we've been doing that for a decade. And then, of course, later it'll come out that it was even previous to that. So there's a lot of things going on that are secret in this world. And here's the London Guardian today. It's also in a bunch of other U.S. papers. U.S. military to launch fastest ever plane. And if you guys give me a document cam shot, I'll show folks this. We can put the article up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Radio listeners, just go to Infowars.com. U.S. military to launch fastest ever plane. Unmanned Falcon hypersonic technology vehicle can travel from London to Sydney in less than an hour. And it flies at the declassified speed of 13,000 miles per hour, or 20 times the speed of sound. Now, I've talked a lot about this, but and then I'll get into the rest of the news that's happening currently. But this is a lot bigger than just a story about this space plane. And it is a space plane. The issue here is there's a lot of secret technology, just like the stealth helicopter that reportedly is three generations back from around 30 years ago that you saw crash in the supposed bin Laden raid. There's a lot of things going on we don't know about, and that's why the system's so arrogant. That's why they're on such incredible power trips. And people need to get a hold of the national security apparatus and force all this out in the open. We've had the elite banking system setting up the CIA in 47 and getting the National Security Act passed to be able to do whatever they want. And so shipping in $500 billion in narcotics a year, now totally admitted, is the tip of the stinking iceberg. We are not in Kansas anymore. Human-animal clones, old technology. Space planes, old technology. They tell you that the SR-71 Blackbird, developed in 52, in Secret Service in 55, in public operation in 59, is the fastest aircraft in the world. They've been saying that until today. cruises at Mach 3, reportedly can go Mach 6. 1950s technology. We're not in 1950. We're in 2011. And I give you the unveiling of the new Falcon HTV-2. They claim they've been testing it since 2003 and that 8 years later they're letting you know about it now. If you believe that, I'll sell you the Brooklyn Bridge for $5. U.S. military to launch fastest ever plane. Give me a break. Unmanned Falcon Hypersonic Technology Vehicle 2 can travel from London to Sydney in less than an hour. By the time you finish reading this sentence, the Falcon HTV-2, the fastest plane ever built, probably 30 years old, undoubtedly, they're now showing you the stinker toy, could have flown 18 miles. It could get from London to Sydney in less than an hour, while withstanding temperatures of almost 2,000 centigrade, hotter than the melting point of steel. Now, they're going to start unveiling some of the 20, 30-year-old technology now because the Russians and the Chinese are getting a little uppity. And I have predicted here they're now going to start unveiling the 80s technology and 70s technology. Now, Dr. Bob Bowman revealed on this broadcast that by 1979, over 100 drone space planes in continuous orbit around the planet can decapitate the entire leadership of every major industrial nation in 1 hour with DU 100-pound Sabo meteor gun rounds. 100-pound Sabo DU rounds. They are not atomic. They don't cause a hydrogen explosion. The incredible acceleration when they fire it into a gravity well at a target can destroy bases deeper than 1 mile under the earth, under a mountain. They don't have bases 1 mile under the sea level because temperatures are above 120 degrees. You have to burrow under mountains and get the nice 65 degrees on average year-round. This is a decapitation, total precision weapon, and they, by the 70s, the globalists that run our country had these craft circling the earth. Now, that's the 1970s, and Dr. Bowman can only talk about it because in a debate, the other former head of SDI shot his mouth off. Now, we're in 2011, and they're telling us about jumbo auroras, and that's what this is. I remember a popular science article a decade ago about troop vehicles reportedly in secret development that can deploy Marine Force recon space troops, that can deploy Navy SEALs, anything they want in 1 hour anywhere in the world. It goes up into space with its payload, comes back in over the target. They then are ejected in some type of space pod, getting it down near the ground, and then bring their little hovercraft in for a landing. They've also have systems deployed where they're in one-man pods and fired in like a missile, and then at around 100,000 feet, they eject with oxygen mask on and spacesuits and come into the ground. When I gave a speech in, I gave two speeches, two nights in a row to crowds of 900 each evening out in Santa Cruz last year, I talked about thousands of dead Special Forces astronauts. And that was the one thing in the 2 days of speeches that some people rolled their eyes at. I have that information directly from high-level people inside NASA, who in both cases began shaking and gulping when I was given the information because they were giving me highly classified information. In fact, I should be talking about it because it'll get me killed if I don't. And I was only given basics. And it was not Bowman that gave me this information. There has been a giant, ongoing secret space program since the 1940s. The Russians were never ahead of the United States. The Russians are advanced and technological, but nothing compared to what the United States and the German scientists have developed. All right, now I'm going off into a rant about this. But they're finally going to start rolling out the super weapons. They're bankrupting the world, and they're going to let everybody know, you're going to sit here and take this, or we'll take out every one of your leaders. And believe me, the Russians know about this. And that's why they had what Berezovsky, one of the big Russian leaders, just Boris Berezovsky, just a few months ago, come out and say, we have super weapons too. We'll destroy you. And no doubt the Russians have been building giant underground bases all under the Urals and other areas, and they've got a lot of super weapons as well. We'll be right back. We're not in Kansas anymore.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought a woman with me. No woman be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Briefly finishing up with the space news, what I was really told was there have been a lot of secret deaths, and most of the space program is under military and space command control. The public doesn't even know about it. And that's admitted that upwards of 90% is secret. And I said, hundreds have died, and both individuals were like, numbers higher. And I said, thousands? I'm not going to say, but they just smile at you. There has been, and the Russians, you've heard the rumors, the reports of dead Chinese on the moon, dead Russians. There's all sorts of stuff going on. Most governments do not want to announce failures or successes. But the point is, there have been people on military bases, police officers, FBI agents. There have been countless credible individuals who've reported. I've had family that's seen it. The big flying V-wings, the big giant things that look like blimps, and everybody thinks it's aliens. It's human technology. In fact, I've shown this before. You type giant blimps or UFO over Salt Lake. You'll get ABC News, and Larry King also covered it a few years ago, saying, what is it? Is it a UFO? Is it aliens? And they zoom in with a superpower zoom at a blimp over 100,000 feet. You could even see the stinking propellers on it and the solar panels on the side. And it's admitted that DARPA and Homeland Security have got these up at very high altitudes. They've crashed before. But the media still goes with the official cover story of it must be aliens. No, these, in fact, there it is. Daily download, ABC News, UFO blimp. And then you watch the newscast, they're like, is it alien? What is it? Oh, yeah. Give me a break. It's a gigantic blimp. It's not an alien. It's got stinking propellers on it and tail fins. But that's the low-tech stuff. They go with that because they're really inexpensive. Alexander Haig's company sold the concept back in the 90s to the U.S. government. These giant V-wings. Seen these before? Everybody thinks they're little green men? No, they're not little green men. It's the Aurora program. They've got fighters, they've got drones, they've got troop carriers, they've got it all. And they've done all sorts of tests. And if you're out in the night sky some nights, I've seen it repeatedly, you see a giant explosion and wreckage, and they say, oh, it's a satellite. Oh, it's Space Lab. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it's secret astronaut program, and they're burning up. So it is a giant secret program, and you're looking at Aurora, 13,000 miles an hour, and you better believe this is a Model T space plane. You can go pull up. I've been to NASA in Florida and in Houston, and I can't remember which one it was. You can pull them up online, too. The Wernher von Braun drawings of space shuttle. Guys, you type in Nazi drawings of space shuttle, that'll get it. Or Wernher von Braun, 1930s drawings of space shuttle. He was proposing it to Hitler right after Hitler got elected. And von Braun wasn't really a Nazi, but he went ahead and joined so he could get the unlimited funding. And then that whole Nazi space program just got moved over here. They had the B-2 style bomber designs. They, of course, invented the jet engine and had all sorts of jet aircraft that got into the fight in the last 6 months of the war. But I digress. They developed cruise missiles, unmanned cruise missiles. That was the 1940s, ladies and gentlemen. It's 2011. Look at how computer technology's developed. Look at automobile technology. Look at every form of technology has advanced 30 times, 40 times, 50 times. Now, computing power doubles every year. We're not in Kansas anymore. Okay, I'm done talking about that, and I want to go to your phone calls. We'll intersperse all the financial news, the incredible financial news, and your phone calls coming up throughout the next 2.5 hours. But I want to give the toll-free number out to folks in England that want to talk about the riots and what they've witnessed there, Parliament's calls to take people's liberties now in the aftermath of it. That wasn't hard to predict. The head of the Exchequer, the head of their Treasury Department, coming out and saying the most dangerous time for global economy, yes, as we're maneuvered by the criminals into design collapse. We'll discuss all of that coming up, but the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air today. And, of course, Representative Peter King says Pentagon CIA must investigate Obama and death of Osama bin Laden movie. Again, the bosses of America, the owners, the enforcers for the foreign bankers should investigate their teleprompter reader? Yeah, I'm sure that's going to happen. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. In the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, we're going to your phone calls here in just a moment. But I meant to get to this point yesterday. You notice they've done another rewrite. I love how Drudge has that comment before the article. Rewrite, SEALs were sent to stop fleeing Taliban, not to rescue Rangers. It's funny, at dinner last night for my mother's birthday, my dad said, oh, they've changed the story. They've done a rewrite. Now they weren't going to save Rangers. They were going to chase fleeing Taliban. See, they put out their official story, and then no later, troops are going to say it's a lie. So then they start changing it, changing it, changing it again. Well, it turns out now that, I was told by a Navy SEAL's father, who is known by me for many, many years, and I'll just leave it at that, that his friend is in SEAL Team 6, did not die over the weekend. His son is in Navy SEALs. His son's friend is in SEAL Team 6. So I was told by the father of the Navy SEAL that his friend, his best friend in SEAL Team 6, who was not killed in the crash over the weekend, that the SEALs are hopping mad, are angry, and believe that there was foul play and that it was political that they were put on that helicopter on that rundown Chinook, that was a National Guard helicopter, and that's not normally done, and that the whole mission was, quote, political, and that there were concerns raised, and that they believe that Taliban or Al-Qaeda was able to get a bomb on the helicopter. So they're saying it was some type of inside job, and that reminds me of the FBI in the news after 9/11 saying it was as if Al-Qaeda had moles inside of the FBI and Justice Department. Well, you bet. The Pentagon runs Al-Qaeda, just like Anwar al-Awlaki hanging out with the Secretary of the Army secretly at the Pentagon while he's on the news as number three in Al-Qaeda, or the government getting the underwear bomber on the aircraft, the Christmas Day bomber. The list goes on and on. So it's just like with the raid on May 1st, which we then learned wasn't on May 1st. It was the day before. And bin Laden was buried at sea, and the Situation Room photo was fake, and there wasn't a live video feed, and we were lied to about that, and bin Laden didn't use his wife as a shield and didn't fire back, and it wasn't a palace, and on and on and on and on and on. They practice lies to confuse you, to confound you, so you don't know what's true. Then the government put out fake bin Laden photos, circulated it, gave it to people in the military, so they would then feel like they'd seen the dead body and that they were special. Then it came out the government circulated a fake photo. We saw senators say, I've seen the photo. Turned out they were shown the fake. But then you can have arguments with people in the military. We've had arguments, some of the staff here, with family they have in the military that still say they've seen the photo even when it's admitted it was fake. Just like 50%+ of so-called conservatives believe WMDs were found in Iraq, even though it's admitted they weren't. They remember the initial lie. They're holding on to it. Now, I know Aaron Dykes is here and updating. Will you call him in here real quick? Because I know the story about the hypersonic space plane is on Infowars.com, but now it's just been reported, hypersonic plane lost. How convenient. They want to let everybody know they've got it, but now it's been lost. The U.S. Defense Advanced Research Projects, that's DARPA, folks, that invented the Internet and everything else. They give us what they want to give us with back doors in it. The U.S. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, come on in, Aaron. I want to make sure this goes up right now on Infowars.com, please, sir. U.S. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency says contact with its experimental hypersonic glider was lost after launch from Vandenberg Air Force Base on the Central California coast. Yeah, lost and now orbiting as we were talking about before this was announced minutes ago, orbiting as a platform to drop DU Sabos. And that's speculation, but we know they've got them. It's speculation that that's what's happened here. The agency says in a Twitter posting that its unmanned Falcon hypersonic technology vehicle 2 was launched today atop a rocket, successfully separated from the booster and entered the mission's glide phase. So it uses the slingshot of the Earth's gravity to accelerate. The agency says telemetry was supposedly lost, but released no details. Yes, we launched it, but it was lost. Yes. A similar vehicle was launched last year and returned 9 minutes after data before contact was prematurely lost. The small aircraft is supposed to maneuver through the atmosphere at 13,000 miles per hour before intentionally diving into the ocean. Sure it is. The U.S. military is trying to develop technology response to threats around the globe at speeds of Mach 20 or greater. Yes, the little robot drones are being lost every time. This is all because we know from Dr. Bob Bowman and others, a perfect way to cover the fact they're being left in orbit and have little special payloads on them. I just, when you study this stuff 24/7, in fact, I almost predicted it would be lost 30 minutes ago, but I didn't. Okay, let's just go ahead and go to your phone calls. It just gets too insane. I went and saw Planet of the Apes a few nights ago with the crew and told Rob halfway through, I said, all humans will die from a bioweapon release. And then as the lights turned on at the theater prematurely, and the movie ended, I guess that's part of the effect, I said, watch. And the next one, I turned to everybody and I said, watch. All humans will be killed by a bioweapon release, the same one that makes the apes super smart. And then it'll cut back in another episode to the astronauts returning to the planet. That's all kind of the Illuminati idea, the 2001 idea that the globalists are obsessed with. And then the lights went back down and the movie came back on. And then that indeed is what happens. I'm sorry, I just gave the movie away. Okay, now I'm going to shut up now and just go to your calls. I want to remind you there's a special transmission tonight, 7 p.m. Central at prisonplanet.tv. I'm told it's going to be around 45 minutes long with Aaron Dykes, who from time to time will be sitting in doing the nightly news. That's going to start 7 p.m. Central September 1st. You've been seeing a lot of InfoWars breaking news alerts. InfoWars Special Reports is technically their name. And you'll see Aaron doing special reports, myself doing special reports routinely for PrisonPlanet.tv members and viewers. And you've helped us build this. We built it and you came. Thank you. And also, we're going to start again that nightly show at 7. Special reports will generally be tagged on when we do them to the news transmission. And then it'll just be extended. But as news breaks and develops, we will cover it all. Okay, let's go to your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Please make your point. I'll attempt to be brief so we can move on to the next person to get everybody on board here. Carl in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
God bless you, young man. I've been listening to your show for about 2 years now. May I have just 30 seconds to give credit to a group here in Southern California, I call it Babylon 2, to thank you for waking us up here. We pray for you every day, Alex. We want you to continue this fight. We're passing out your CDs. It's a fantastic group. It's an Adventist group here in Southern California. We pass out the DVDs and the CDs at our market night. And I got together with them, and they awakened me. They got me to get rid of all my worldly ways, to give up listening to the regular the media, to get rid of watching anything that the national news and so on and so forth tells us lies every day. And we just love you, man.
Carl, we appreciate you as well. Overall, it's good to unplug from television, but it's good to monitor the propaganda. I don't watch sitcoms or dramas, but every time I do, it's the meth head in the show that abuses children is a Ron Paul supporter, or the libertarian is a pedophile, or the person that wants national sovereignty wants to murder people, or the person that is concerned about the Federal Reserve is going to release nerve gas in New York, or the person that is concerned about chemtrails is going to shoot children. It's everywhere. And so we've got to remember the brain-dead public. Either folks are totally starting to wake up or they're getting more deep under mind control. It's kind of that split is happening. And we have to remember that it is getting more and more overt. And so it's good sometimes when I'm tired or don't want to do an extra broadcast or don't want to do another radio interview or don't want to really put in the midnight oil. All I've got to do is turn on the news or really turn on entertainment. That's where the real propaganda is, because they know folks are in an area of suspended disbelief and are very subconsciously open to be programmed. You watch it and it's like something out of some high-tech brainwashed future. It is so ridiculous.
Absolutely. Chemtrails was the first thing that I noticed. And the group told me, look out in the skies early in the morning. You'll see a nice, beautiful blue sky day. But do you notice, when's the last time you saw the sky to stay in blue the rest of the day? Now, from the fall of last year to the spring of this year, horizon to horizon, they shot the chaff all the way across the sky. And then I was waking up people saying, hey, did you notice that? Do you know what that is out there? That's aluminum, strontium, barium, and other type of poisonous gases that they're releasing on us each and every day. And, you know, the people just, you know, were dismayed and didn't believe it. But I've been trying to go around on a crusade here in my local town.
Well, good job, Carl. We got to jump and get to other folks, but that's exciting. Look, for those that are new listeners, 17 years ago, starting in about 95, before I was even on air, I got on air on Access in 95, people were saying, are you seeing how the jet trails don't go away now? And pilots and people I knew were saying they must be dumping their fuel or something. This is weird. And they're forming at low altitudes even in the summer, and it's forming these hazes. And look at the chemicals. And then by about 12 years ago, different scientists would go up on their own aircraft and capture some of it. They would test the soil. They said it's barium salt, strontium, aluminum dioxide. This is some type of weather modification. And then 2 years ago, the first speech, the head of the science czar of all science operations for DARPA, you name it, that's what Holdren's over. The guy that says put stuff in the water to sterilize the public, world government, exterminate people, a very, very wicked person, but he's in line with the rest of them, and so that's why he's put in that position. He came out and said, yes, well, there's been a 15-year-long program, so that's now a 17-year program, and he even mentions the Nobel Prize that the scientists won, I think it was 92, for coming up with a plan to spray these things in the atmosphere to save us from global warming. And some people say that when they did all those high-altitude nuke tests, it blew holes in the ionosphere and that they're trying to fix it. I don't know the truth. All I know is the old-timers went and did the test, made films, went on record, said it's barium salts, aluminum dioxide, got called crazy, and then the government comes out and says, yeah, we've got secret programs that have been in the testing phase. We're getting ready to go operational with geoengineering. It's terraforming the planet to the way they want. And it's secret, the details, but we are spraying aluminum dioxides, barium salts, other things. Exactly what the researchers said. Exactly. And see, it was always hidden in plain view. It was about 5 years ago, a caller called and he said, you haven't typed in high altitude aerosol, passive aerosol spraying campaign? And I said, no. And he said, yeah, I just found this. And by the way, nobody had found this stuff. It was a caller found it. I put the call out, looked it up on Google, and it was all these universities and Department of Energy and everybody involved with the UN admitting worldwide weather modification test and that they were manipulating the weather. And so for 5 years, you know, we've talked about it. And a couple of years into that, John P. Holdren came out and said, yeah, it's all true. We're doing it for your own good. The tails are classified. And that's what I mean. They just go, yeah, we got space planes. Don't worry about it. Yeah, we're spraying stuff in the atmosphere. Don't worry about it. Yeah, we created some human clones. Don't worry about it. Yeah, we crossed them with animals. Don't worry about it. Folks, Dancing with the Stars, American Idol, this is not what matters. We are in a very, very strange position right now, with very crazy anti-human people running things that are jacking with our food, our water, the vaccines. We're all in this together. 99.9% of people are not aware of this, who are outside of these circles. We've reverse engineered the information and covered it. But we are living in a science fiction movie. We are living in a false reality. If you're tuned in to the mainline information on the news. All right, let's go to Pastor Lonnie in Tennessee, then John, Chris, James, John, and others. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah, I got one question and two or three points real quick. Did you happen to see on July 13th the simulation of oil supply disruption?
I did hear that the government was working on that with oil companies, but I didn't really read deeply into it. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it was on C-SPAN July 13th, but it's been playing quite a bit lately. Basically, they dealt with what Lindsey Williams was saying with $200 a barrel of oil. They're saying the processing facility in Saudi Arabia, Abquad, I think it's pronounced, the number one largest oil process facility.
Yeah, I've got to pull that up. In fact, somebody took my pen out of here, probably me. Somebody will run me a pen in here. Somebody steals the pens out of the studio to begin with. I don't really mean steal. I mean, everybody Everybody borrows everybody's pens. Thank you, Jaron. I did see that a few weeks ago, so why don't you give me the name of it again? What, the Simulated Oil Disruption Program of the Department of Energy?
Yeah, so it was called the Simulation Oil Suppliers on C-SPAN 1. And it dealt with Stuart Eisenzat, Susan Schwab, Steve Hadley, John Negroponte, John Hoffmeister, you know, CEO of Shell.
They're doing is they are, just like they had meetings 8 years ago on C-SPAN about how TSA would be on the streets of America, they get all the CEOs and people together with government, and then government people do watch C-SPAN to actually know what's going on. You can learn incredible things from there. And now they've built a technological grid under the Department of Defense and DARPA that designed our highways in the 50s, the entire system. And now they have us dependent on the grid so they can start turning it off. Do you understand how wicked this master plan is?
Oh, yeah. I got a little bit more on that.
Well, tell me what they said on the piece. I saw blurbs a month ago or 3 weeks ago on it, but I didn't look into it deeply. Pastor, tell us more. Then John, Chris, James, John, and others. If you want to support what we're doing here, support the new TV show that will grow into a network. If you support it, PrisonPlanet.tv. Aaron will be on tonight at 7.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Pastor, finishing up the point that watching the oil shortage simulation on C-SPAN. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically there's a bunch of Bush cronies in his administration portraying the Obama's cronies in their administration, which there's no difference. But they basically dealt with the credit downgrade. They talked about the hit on this oil processing plant, trying to link it to CIADA and stuff like that. And basically just they had GNN, the Global News Network, and everything portraying it while they sat there and portrayed it in segments. Pretty interesting. It really shows them really pretty much admitting what's about to take place this fall. Other quick point to London. If you read 2 Ezra in the Apocrypha, it talks about in chapter 15, 16, for there shall be sedition among men and invading one another, and they shall not regard their kings nor princes, and the course of their actions shall stand in their power. And just the whole chapter of 15 of 2 Ezra talks about the whole Middle East, the riots that are about to take place globally. And the last and final point I'd like to make is I know you guys are pretty educated. You and Anderson and Bob Chapman and them talking about gold and silver, but I just want to give you a critical thing to think about. The Bible also says
they will throw their gold and jewels out in the streets and beat themselves on the head, right?
Well, no, not necessarily. No, that's in the original, in the Old Testament. But in 2 Ezra, it talks about to be as pilgrims as an earth. Don't occupy merchandise because strangers will reap their fruits, spoil their goods, overthrow their houses, and captivate families.
Yeah. Listen, Pastor, I appreciate your call. We need to try to make good financial decisions so that we're not poor and so the system can control us. I mean, if you want to get into Christians aren't supposed to be doing well, what about the prodigal son? What about Abraham? I mean, it just, you know, my whole issue here is it's good to give people advice on gold, and they've done very, very well with that. Thank you, though. John in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, welcome.
You know, I want to talk about these weather weapons, Alex. Right now, I think we're under all-out attack. I mean, we've had record floods, record tornadoes, record storms. Right now, we're in the middle of a drought, and Texas has burned us to a crisp.
Well, if you pay Al Gore some money, he'll make it stop.
But right now, nobody wants to talk about it. I mean, right, you know, no pro.
They do have. I mean, over in Dubai, they've put up the different HAARP systems. That's Daily Mail, Associated Press. Will you guys put up Dubai turning the desert green? It'll show the antenna farms that when the water comes across, they hit it and make it turn into condensation and rain. They're turning the desert green with that. So, yes, the U.S. government that developed all this could be making it rain right now. Bill Gates has patented a bunch of he's obsessed with it. I don't know if they're currently causing this drought. We had a really bad drought in the 50s here in Texas, but it is an incredible drought. I mean, it's like living here in Austin. You go outside, it's not like the desert. There's like dead trees everywhere and dead grass everywhere, and it just looks like some apocalyptic world, and it's only getting worse. We got two more months of incredible heat, but I remember being a kid in Dallas and it being 112 degrees, so 3-4 days in a row at 107. And by the way, the guys found the article for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. If you scroll up, you'll be able to see the antenna arrays. Anything else on that front, John?
Yeah, I was up in Michigan in the end of June, and we had a horrendous rainstorm. And when it was over with, my mother's house looked like it was sitting in the middle of a lake. And she's 82, and she told me, she said, I've never seen this happen before. And I said, Mom, you better hang on to your hat because it's going to get a whole lot worse.
It is, and the globalists will say, pay us a global carbon tax. We'll make it all go away. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.